This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So they didn't draft an edge, a defensive end. They drafted a running back in the seventh round. Those were two areas in which we spent a lot of time and a lot of focus leading into the NFL draft. The offseason continues, though. It's the bulk of it is over, but there are still some free agents out there. And of course, when we get to training camp, there will be cuts towards the end of the training camp. So the roster is not set. There is still opportunity for the roster to change. But focusing in on the remaining kind of leading free agents that are out there. And I started to look at this based on somebody saying, what are they going to do? Is anybody out there? Za'Darius Smith is out there. You know, Za'Darius Smith played in Cleveland for a year and a half after, you know, leaving Minnesota. He had 5.5 sacks in 2023, coming off the big season in Minnesota in 2022, had big seasons in Green Bay prior to that. Last year got traded to Detroit when Cleveland, you know, it was clear their season was basically heading into the dumper, and Detroit lost Aiden Hutchinson, and he had 9 combined sacks on the two teams. Now, he's going to turn 33 years old to open up the 2025 season, but you know, if there is kind of this specialized third down pass rushing role for Washington versus them thinking they're good. Remember, that's a possibility that they think they're okay. They're good. They like Wise. They think they can coach up Dorrance Armstrong to an even better second year after he finished strong in the postseason last year. They think Frankie Louvu was a star last year. Wait till you see him in year two in the Joe Witt, Dan Quinn system. They might like a lot of what they have. They may see a role for Jordan McGee that we haven't thought about, other than being on the field a lot more than he was in his injured rookie season. Za'Darius Smith is interesting to me, but in going through the list of available free agents, you know, Amari Cooper's out there. I'm not interested in Amari Cooper. Aaron Rodgers right now is kind of the number one, you know, remaining available free agent. Keenan Allen did not sign with the team yet. I like Keenan Allen. You know, he's getting up there a little bit. J.K. Dobbins is available, but he's had major injury, you know, issues as well. But they went out, the Chargers did, and they signed Najee Harris in free agency, and then they drafted Omarion Hampton from North Carolina in the first round. So J.K. Dobbins is out there. Justin Simmons, by the way, I think has been a pretty good player at safety. He has not re-signed in Atlanta. Asante Samuel's still out there. Who else was on this list? Rasul Douglas is still out there. Anyway, I saw the name Nick Chubb on one of these lists, and I'm like, yeah, tell me about his health. Tell me where he is in his return from another injury. I mean, the dude's just had, you know, he broke his foot late in the season after coming back in 2020, after the 2023 torn ACL. You know, he's missed games the last 2 years, a lot of them. And last year when he came back, unlike when he's come back from injuries before, he rushed for way below his average yards per carry. He was 3.3 yards in 8 games last year per carry versus a career average of 5.6 yards before last year. I mean, that's how good he's been. Cleveland was terrible last year. Remember when they came into our place? I mean, Deshaun Watson was an absolute train wreck. And then they went to Jameis, and they were better offensively, and they were a more competitive team, but it was a bad team. You know, they were 1-6. There wasn't a lot of opportunity to run because they couldn't throw the football at all until Jameis got into the lineup, and then Nick Chubb got hurt again. Anyway, I was thinking about the positions that they have, they didn't address in the draft, and they did not address significantly in free agency. I mean, more so defensively address in free agency than on offense, other than obviously Tunsil and Debo. But Nick Chubb, I would look into. I would say, tell me where he is physically. He's 29 years old, healthy. He's been an elite back. Elite. Like, he may not be exactly what Saquon Barkley or Jahmyr Gibbs or Bijan Robinson or any of these guys, Derrick Henry, but he's just at the top of the next group when he's healthy. You know, I've already mentioned, I mean, some of the seasons this dude has had, big time seasons. You know, 1,500 yards, 1,400 plus yards, 6 yards per carry, 5.8 yards per carry for a season. He's a big time back. I liked him coming out of Georgia. I liked Swift too. I liked both of them when they came out. So apparently the Bears are very interested in Chubb. He'd be interested in going to a team to, by the way, reunite with his college teammate, DeAndre Swift, on a team that's coached by Ben Johnson. And a lot of people are very interested in what the Bears can do. They've added a lot of pieces. They drafted a big-time tight end, the Michigan tight end, and they drafted Luther Bird in the third in the second round to go with what they have already. I mean, the Bears are really talented. I mean, when you just look at what they have in terms of their depth chart, if Ben Johnson's the right guy for Caleb Williams, they could clearly have a massive turnaround season. They improved their offensive line with Thuney, with Jackson, and, you know, they've added to DJ Moore and Rome Odunze and Cole Kmet. They've added Luther Burden and Colston Loveland. So they are very interested in Chubb. I'd be really interested in Washington taking a look at him. And I had Scott text me during the break, not Van Pelt, another friend of mine, just saying, man, you are not a Brian Robinson Jr. fan. It's not that I'm not a Brian Robinson Jr. fan, okay? I actually like Brian Robinson Jr., and I think he's a good back. But we saw what elite-level running backs can do to an offense. And that's, you know, look at Atlanta, you know, what Bijan Robinson did with Kirk Cousins last year, and then Michael Penix Jr., what Jahmyr Gibbs did with Jared Goff, what Saquon Barkley did with Jalen Hurts. I mean, we're talking about adding a big-time back to a quarterback like Jaden Daniels and a coordinator like Kingsbury. To go with Terry, to go with Debo, I just like the possibilities of adding a big-time back. And maybe Kroski Merritt ends up being the shock of the draft in the seventh round. But, you know, and a lot of people felt going into this draft, running backs, you're going to be able to get running backs on day three that could be major contributors. Seventh rounders typically are not major contributors. But I like what I saw from Kroski Merritt. Didn't really look at him before the draft, looked at him over the weekend. But I like Brian Robinson Jr. But Brian Robinson Jr.'s, you know, key moving forward is availability. Nick Chubb would be of interest to me. So 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Is there a player available in free agency that you've been thinking about that you'd like Washington to take a run at? And when I say take a run at, we want, you know, them to make the right choice, not just sign the player. Like, is the player healthy? Is the player, you know, at an age where it's so obviously declining that it doesn't make sense? Can you get that player for a song, basically? You know, what's Za'Darius Smith going to cost? I don't know, one season, $6 million, maybe all guaranteed, $7 million all guaranteed. Nick Chubb coming off a broken foot, what's he really going to get at that position? A year for $5 million, maybe all guaranteed, $6 million, incentives as part of the upside? Like, I'd be thinking about that. 301-230-0980, DC in Waldorf. Is there a guy out there that you'd like them to make a run at, and what do you think about Nick Chubb?
Yes, great day, Kevin. I'm glad Za'Darius Smith is at the top of your list, because that's exactly who's at the top of my list. He looked like he would fit our scheme pretty well. He's versatile also. They gave a breakdown of his 9.5 sacks, and he did it from various, the wide nine, in tight. He did it from all over the place. And, of course, you know, Joe Witt and Dan Quinn like to move their guys around. Nick Chubb, I wouldn't deal with Nick Chubb because we have a couple vets already, and he's got injury issues, as we've seen over the years. Yes, he was very productive, but that hasn't been more so recently. And I think Cross Murray, he's going to provide that spark that we've been looking for because he's in between Robinson and Eckler. He has the speed, he has the balance, and he has the power. So I look forward to him pairing up with Jaden in that backfield along with one of those two other guys on the field. He could even split out wide, too, because he has the ability to catch the ball.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Look, the Za'Darius Smith thing is interesting to me for sure. The reason I'm sort of focused on Chubb is that they don't have anybody like Chubb at his best on their roster, period. It's Nick Chubb is a borderline elite back, healthy. You got to check on the health. I'm not saying that I would just do it. It's based on their due diligence, their medical. And you know that this guy at 29 going on 30 years old, is probably as interested in kind of the opportunity than even the contract, right? He's played on a losing team for his entire career. He's looking for an opportunity. And that's where we can actually say about our team, hey, this is a real opportunity. You know, you're going to a good franchise. Weird to say that, but it's true now. You're going to a franchise that is poised to win and to potentially win big. And the opportunity here would be for a running back that takes over and becomes the lead back because there's not an obvious answer on the roster right now. 301-230-0980. Willis and Dumfries. Willis, go ahead.
Thank you, Kevin. First time calling. I've been listening to your show for a very long time. Great show.
Thanks, Willis.
I'm going to be real quick. Sure. I think that if you can get Chubb on an incentive-laden deal, maybe 1 year, when instead of $6.5 million, he'll add value to your running back room. Plus, people are also forgetting the fact next year, Robinson and Eckler are going to be free agents.
Exactly.
Then you got to make a decision on rebuilding your running back room. If you can get, and I think Chubb, when he's healthy, I think he's 100 times better back than Robinson. If you can get him
close
in here and the automaticals clear, yeah, well, no question. If the automaticals are clear and you can bring him in here, I would definitely do it.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly don't expect anybody to reach out to me to say, look, there's not much of a difference between Nick Chubb and Brian Robinson Jr. There's a massive difference between the two players. Again, the assumption being that Chubb is playing healthy. Chubb is a four-time Pro Bowl player, okay? He's been to four Pro Bowls. He's been an All-Pro once. And, you know, last year, to be honest with you, he was potentially, look, it was not a great start because they just were terrible offensively. They couldn't throw the football with Deshaun Watson. They were a mess offensively last year. It wasn't necessarily, I don't think, fair to judge the eight games he played last year before he broke his foot. Somebody's going to take a shot at him, and if he stays healthy, they're going to get the comeback player of the year. If Nick Chubb is in the right situation next year and is healthy and plays the majority of games, let's just call it 17, mark it down, comeback player of the year next year. That's what he's got written all over him. And the opportunity cost, I mean, I think it's totally worth it. I think you could get at that position for his situation, you could get not all incentives. There's going to have to be some guaranteed money. He's too good, and there will be too much interest. There already is. But it's not going to be pricey. It's not going to be pricey. Into the last caller's point, you don't have anybody under contract other than who you just drafted if he makes the team, if Merritt even makes the team after this coming season at running back. J.K. Dobbins is another one that's out there. I like Chubb more than Dobbins. Dobbins is younger, okay? Much younger, but also incredibly injury prone. Incredibly injury. In fact, even more injury prone, more injuries over a shorter period of time than Chubb. He's had, you know, knee issues. He's had an Achilles tear. He's had, you know, the ACL and the MCL and the LCL. He's had all of them. He's actually more injury prone than Nick Chubb. Anthony, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think Nick Chubb is a no-brainer. I mean, when I went and saw his game when he was in Georgia, it was like complete beast. And
oh, I loved him coming out of Georgia. I like Swift, too. I like both of those backs. He's been, but his NFL tape is elite at when he's been healthy. That's why he's been a four-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't sign him. I mean, I don't know.
There's something about just him at his best over the years that just makes me think, God, if he's standing in that backfield next to Jaden Daniels and he's healthy, you know, wearing 24. Does anybody else have 24? Because that was his number in Cleveland. Do we have a player with number 24?
Antonio Gibson isn't on the team anymore, so I think 24 is free.
Yeah. I think they should still be looking for running back. I think they should still be looking for a pass rusher. So Za'Darius Smith would be on that list. But somebody like Chubb, and by the way, apparently, you know, solid, solid dude in the locker room and has been.
What about
like
Preston
Cleveland
Smith,
fans
Kevin?
Actually want him back? You know, doing some reading, Cleveland fans, Cleveland media members are rooting for him and actually wanted him back until they went and drafted two running backs in the draft over the weekend, and that pretty much sealed his fate. They drafted Quinshon Judkins in the second round from Ohio State, and they drafted Dylan Sampson from Tennessee in the fourth round. They got two running backs and they got two quarterbacks in the draft in Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. What did you say? I'm sorry.
So, Preston Smith, your thoughts? Because he is a free agent, did play in Washington.
How old's Preston Smith now?
32.
We talked about him last year, right? He hasn't had good years recently, correct?
Last year wasn't a great year. He only started 9 games. He played in all 17. He hasn't missed a ton of games since 2020. He's played every game. He's played every game.
You know why I like Preston Smith? I mean, I could be wrong on this, you know, in recent years, but I feel like Preston Smith would be all around as an outside backer, as a D end.
Yeah.
But you know, Preston Smith, I got it now. He had 4.5 sacks, Green Bay and Pittsburgh last year, two teams. 2023, he had 8 with Green Bay. He's always been a solid player. Always been a solid player.
Think he'd be
good. There are still possibilities to upgrade this roster between now and training camp. There are still chances. And I would think, you know, I still believe in I'm not saying, I'm not reporting this, okay, please. I have a really strong kind of sense that there was an edge in the fourth round that I think they would have taken had they made it just a few more spots. 4 defensive end edges came off the board in the 7 picks before Washington selected Jalen Lane, the wide receiver from Virginia Tech. They were David Walker from Central Arkansas, an absolute massive producer, okay, at Central Arkansas. You know, the FBS, the FCS level, but still, you know, a freak at just a little bit undersized, but a lot of people liked Walker actually potentially even earlier than the fourth round. And then Jack Sawyer from Ohio State, Baron Sorrell from Texas, and I think Kyle Kennard may have been a guy they would have been interested in. Kennard went three picks before Washington to the Chargers at 125 overall, and then they selected Jalen Lane at 128. Would not surprise me if Walker and Kennard, if either one of those two players had been there at 128, if they would have taken the defensive end edge there. Kennard, by the way, was somebody I had talked about before the draft because of his versatility as a good pass rusher and a good run defender. And, you know, 6'5", 260, and like super long arms, kind of looked like the prototype of a 2020s edge defensive end. He ended up going in the fourth round in a edge defensive end heavy draft. But I have a feeling had he made it just a few more picks, he may have been the selection there. All right, when we come back, we will talk some draft with one of my favorite guests to talk draft with, and that is Thor Nystrom from Fantasy Football Weekly. He'll join us next. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980 and theteam980.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.